880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Dave has given me the finger, and I am on the air. We are on with another edition of Freed on Business. We're going to talk social entrepreneurship, maximizing the benefits of your website, and of course, we're going to have the economic outlook for commercial real estate in 2014. The economic outlook for commercial real estate will be in the second half of the show. It's going to be brought, we're going to have it given by Dr. Sam Shandon. You'll remember him. It's the fastest 15 minutes in radio, so make sure you're here with some great commercial real estate stuff. We're going to start off the show with Gino Raffaro. He's the president of WebDevelop.com. He brought his peanut gallery, his brother Rocco here. Rocco's filming and taping, so we'll be up on the WebDevelop.com website sometime soon, probably tonight, if Rocco can get his fingers out of the way of the camera there. Now, Gino is a technology entrepreneur who has founded, built, and sold multiple web and software businesses. He's implemented and led the strategy, design, and development of hundreds of websites, so stick with us. We're going to talk to Gino. You know, the stock market went up a little bit. It hit a new high, but it's vacillating a little as people take some profits and wonder what the real long-term interest rate effect will be on the Fed easing its buying of stocks, of its buying of securities. We all know what the effect is going to be. Interest rates are going to go up. How fast? How far? I don't know, but I'm sure Sam will have an opinion. So stick with us on the other half of the hour for Sam and a CRE report. We're going to start out with social entrepreneurship and maximizing the benefits of your website. Back after this. Dave, take us out.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Hey, would you spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? Well, You Health Aware is a free online health screening tool offered by the University of Miami Health System. It shows you your risk factors for heart disease and stroke, and even lifestyle changes you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These serious conditions build up over years but can be avoided or minimized with simple lifestyle changes and proper medical attention. So take a few minutes to learn more about how to protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. I got so excited at the top of the show that I forgot to do some housekeeping. So before we get any further, I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Magnum Energy Solutions, Warren Henry Automotive, Lawrence Kids, and the Miami Dolphins. I want to also thank especially the UHealth people, Magali, and the people on the eighth floor at the University of Miami Hospital, because they've been taking care of a very special person in my life the last week. They've been taking care of my wife. I can only tell you that the ads that I read about them having the consultative care, it's true. There were two specialists in there talking about my wife and her health, along with her primary care physician. They put their heads together. They are figuring out how to unwind the ball of string that is my wife's health issues, and is the typical situation for many people with health issues. It's sometimes not one thing, but many things coming together. And the folks at UHealth, they know what to do. High five to the people on the eighth floor, and especially Magali, for helping my wife get it together over at the hospital. And now I'd like to bring on our first guest. Our first guest is Gino Raffaro. He's the president. Did I get it right? All right. High five to me. At webdevelop.com. He's a technology entrepreneur. He's founded, built, and sold multiple web and software businesses. He's implemented and led the strategy, design, and development of hundreds of websites, mobile applications, and internet marketing projects. And in 2013, he met serial entrepreneur Mike Mann. Hey, Dave, is Mike on the phone? Bring Mike on, too. Mike is the founder and chairman of Grassroots.org, a 501c3 global network that provides free services to nonprofits and promotes social action. He also founded and manages Make Change Trust, a charitable fund that supports select 501c3 organizations. Mike is also the author of Make Millions and Make Change, a book focused on making money in small businesses so we can better serve our society. We're going to talk about maximizing the effectiveness of your web-based marketing efforts, as well as their input on social entrepreneurship. Guys, welcome to the show. Dave, what happened to your fingers, man? I can't hear Gino. I mean, well, come on. Is Gino here at least? I got Gino. Can I hear Gino? Gino, talk.
Thanks for having me.
Are you hearing Gino, Dave? No one's hearing him. Dave, get your fingers working. Do I have to read the UL thing about cataracts? All right. Well, we'll keep pretending that the things are working, Dave. So Gino's here. Gino, now, first we first met. We were introduced by Stacy, who was working with me to do some social good with the Dolphins. Now, you have since taken a look at my website. I really like my website. I like the guys that designed it. I like the guys that blog on it with me. All the things I like, but there's more that we can do, and you're helping me find that out. Welcome, Gino. Tell me what you saw when you looked under the hood on my website and what you think you might be able to do to help me out. Well, Dave tries to get Mike on the show. Dave, we're not hearing Gino, man. Well, maybe somebody's finger needs to go on the mic. Hold on. Here, Gino and I are going to share a mic. We're going to play old days here, and we're going to talk on one mic, Dave. So anyway, Gino's here. And
nope. Mike's here.
All right, we've got Mike. So now let's see if we can get Gino on his thing there.
Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Dave, now all you have to do is get rid of the little man running around my head. All right, Mike's liking that now. So listen, we'll start. It'll sound a little bad, and then Dave will make it cleaner later. So, Gino, you took a look at my website. Tell me, everybody's got a website by now. They all think it's smoking good, and then they realize it probably isn't. What's the time that they realize it's time to call a professional to help them increase the traffic on their website?
Well, thanks for having me on. Typically, it's when a business is moving to the next phase, and it's, in their progress. So usually either entrepreneurs come to us in the start when they're just coming up with their concept, or obviously when the company is successful and it's time to reinvest and really they've already understood the value of the web and it's time to take it to the next level.
So website isn't just for the local guy. You guys do websites and web development, and you just don't only do websites. You teamed up with Mike and you're doing SEO now too, right?
Yes, we have a full service in-house of SEO, PPC, mobile application development, social media management. We really are a full service suite of any tools and anything that you need on the web to promote your company.
Okay, now Rocco's pointing to his camera, so you must also have some services that incorporate video as well.
Yes, that's our newest service, is video production.
All right, well, Rocco is obviously proud of the video production. He's sitting there pumping his fist and smiling and making fun of you for not mentioning what he does. So now, you know, we've talked about what Rocco does. Let's talk a little bit about what you do and what your team does. We've got a nice website. It looks good. But there's obviously some things that can be tweaked on it, and you're working with my current team, which I think is important because everybody's website comes with somebody they like.
Right. It's very similar to developing any type of business strategy. You want to understand what your customers, who your customers are, what your target market is, really what your goals are. So we develop a comprehensive strategy around that on the web using the similar tools that I talked about, different strategies.
Now, what you do is you take the content that the client provides you, or do you generate content, or is it sometimes a combination thereof?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination. You know, usually the client gives us the lead, and from there, you know, we have our creative people enhance it and, you know, shoot videos around it, photos around it, and make it look good on the web, and then obviously tie it back into what the overall strategy is, and usually what's called a call to action is typically the best things to do when you actually have a campaign going on. Offer some type of incentive or, you know, a call to action that's specific to what you're trying to accomplish. And
well, you're accomplishing a lot. My phone's exploding. So you got a lot of Twitter followers and people tweeting and retweeting you, man. It's like really smoking on the social aspect. Is social part of what you do with people?
Yes. Social is a critical aspect of what we do. Obviously the website is the home base, we like to call it, in the main office. And obviously, with social media, it's certainly a new way of how to interact with your customers, and we take full advantage of that. We have in-house design and creative, like I was mentioning, 24/7 posting, talking about your business, about your services, staying in touch with their clients and with our clients' clients. There's nothing like real-time response in business, and that's part of what social media offers.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that bothers me the most about these big companies is that they all seem to broadcast and none of them seem to converse. They don't realize that their social part means that you talk to somebody, not mm-hmm. just at them. And if somebody's working with you guys, I guess that you provide a voice to talk back to them 24/7 when perhaps the small business owner might be asleep.
Exactly. Yeah, we try to obviously get a feel for how – what the customer likes to say and, you know, what their message is. And obviously our people end up taking over and representing a lot of these brands online.
Yeah. Well, I've always found that it's, you know, I have two different things. I have Freedon Business, which, you know, I had Johnny Social Media 305 tweeting, and now I tweet it, and that's sort of one voice. And then I have Jim Freed, which, you know, that's my personal thing. It's me and my trainer, me working out, me looking buff, me looking like a macho guy, perhaps occasionally looking smart. Gino's cracking up now. High five to you, Gino. I've made the audience laugh. Now I feel good. Now we've got.
I'm cracking up also.
Now I was just bringing you on, Mike. So high five to you. Now, Mike, you met Gino when? In 2013. You're a serial entrepreneur, so you're obviously out there entrepreneuring right now.
Yeah, I actually met him in 2012, but yeah.
Oh, 2012. I have to correct my typo here then.
A really long time ago in Gino's age.
Yeah, well, in Gino's age and in the world itself. So, Mike, now, you know, you've got a real interesting spin here. You've done a whole bunch of the stuff. You got like three different things in the, Inc. 500 or something here. And you still take time to do things that are good for our community. I got 501c3 in your intro at least twice. Tell me what makes a successful, high-powered business person decide that they want to help others too.
Well, I don't know, because I did it the other way around. As I was working on the charity stuff first, and I needed a way to finance the charity work, and I was doing, you know, sort of hands-on approaches in the city, for example, and doing small-scale lobbying and things like that. And I took most of it online as I took business online. So it's all sort of complementary.
So really, you're like the definition of paying it forward. It just actually happened. You know, you were doing the right thing and success just accidentally happened to you?
No. I mean, it wasn't accidentally. I tried really hard, and, you know, lots of people worked really hard and helped me and worked with me to build these corporations. But, you know, the reason was, in my mind, you know, we got paid, and, you know, I lived a nice lifestyle, so I'm not complaining. But, you know, the main purpose was to build these charitable organizations and now to build a political party, which is sort of part and parcel of the same concept of doing this social action.
Well, Mike, we're going to have to take a break, so, you know, stick with us. You can stick with us for another segment.
Absolutely.
Okay, so stick with us for one more segment. We're going to do another segment. We're going to talk social action and social... Oh, I like that. Social action and social media. We'll be right back with Gino Raffaro and Mike Mann. Dave, take us out, and then, of course, bring us back later. Back after this. We're taking a time out from the dance party we're having here in the studio, and I want to remind everybody that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. I want to try this one out. I just got a high five on the internet from Tarek Maddox. He's going to be on the show again next week, so stick with us for next week. You'll hear Tarek talk about how to stay fit for life in 2014. And Tarek Maddox, he works out and trains the NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller, and he keeps me fit for life. Let him change your life, too. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox. Or get fit for life like an NFL trainer and pro like Tarek Maddox is. So get fit again. Tarek Maddox, at Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter. The best you can be. Get fit for life with NFL trainer, at Tarek Maddox. We're back now with Gino Raffaro and Mike Mann. They are both involved in web development and in internet social causes. So, guys, let's get back at it. Gino, tell me a little bit more about what your plans are for my website. You know, you've taken an overview, you've looked under the hood. What's next after you do a general analysis? Hold on, Dave. Dave, just hit the board, Dave. Just hit it once. Go, Gino. I think we can hear you now, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. I told Dave, hit the board. It worked.
All right. Well, the goal is obviously to increase traffic. So first we set whatever goals we're trying to accomplish. For you, we want to, you know, set at least 2 to 3 times your traffic, your social followers, as well as other sites linking in.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to increase my traffic, increase some social interaction, and get some cross links, which starts the SEO engine going.
Correct.
And then we're going to use some blogging. You're going to work with my blog guy, give him some good terms or whatever. I don't know.
Right. So, again, going back, we basically take a comprehensive approach, incorporating SEO. So there's a lot of organic links to your site, optimizing your site for SEO, as well as we'll even throw in some PPC, as paid pay-per-click advertising on certain keywords. So eventually help generate more listeners, as well as help your sponsors as well. So it's all targeted.
So it sounds like you take an integrative approach, taking all the different platforms, putting those platforms together to maximize the reach that my radio show and my website have.
Correct. If someone's online and they're searching for something that's very specific to what you do, you only have one chance at it typically. You know, sometimes people search two or three times, but usually people make that decision on the very first search.
Oh, and they look at the top three people.
Exactly.
You know, what I did is I focused on making Jim Fried number one. So now you search Jim Fried, I'm the number one Jim Fried. So there's a guy that's pissed off in Nebraska somewhere who was the number one before I got started. But that really doesn't do me any good unless you're specifically looking for me. It doesn't really generate anything new from people that are just looking.
Correct.
Oh, well, okay. At least I understand. Maybe I should go to work for you, Gino. I know that Rocco just, you know, he's just having a great time. So, Mike, tell me a little bit more. So you got started. You were in these social things that you were trying to get accomplished. And I sort of agree with you that we have a little bit of problem in Washington and other government places where people are more concerned about themselves than they are the people. But that's a story for an entirely different show. So tell me, what are you trying to accomplish there with the different organizations and things you're doing, Mike? Did we lose Mike? Dave? Dave, what's going on back there? I don't hear him.
And
there he is.
We build these corporations to the best of our ability. And at the same time, there's my book, which is a free download at makemillions.com. And that supports a lot of the business concepts that we're working on in the businesses. Then the second prong of the approach is the charities themselves. The main one that people know mostly is grassroots.org, and that's an umbrella organization that serves 10,000 other charities. It provides free services for 10,000 other charities. Plus, we've built a bunch of other organizations online, like relief.org, interns.org, volunteercenter.com, makechangetrust.org. One of the best ones is changetheworld.org, which is a partnership with the University of Maryland Business School plus a bunch of other universities, where we have business school students providing free services to the charities that are members of grassroots.org and members of another popular charity called GuideStar, which rates the other charities and essentially authenticates that they're the real deal, and gives them ratings and free services, and works closely with grassroots.org.
That's really awesome. Now, you're also doing stuff with Gino that's SEO.com, right? Or that's you. So tell me a little bit about what's going to happen with SEO.com as you combine with webdevelop.com.
Yes, sir. Well, so the idea here is that we have a holistic approach for any business or even charity that go online, or, again, we're doing a political party online, is Better Government Party. So with this platform, we can provide a full suite of applications and services, blogging, social media. The most important stuff to me is the content with the SEO and PPC component, search engine optimizing plus pay-per-click advertising, where you – I know you already know this, but where you compete for bidding for keywords that are pertinent to your site and pertinent to the sales you're attempting to make. So we can provide a whole range of these services using, you know, the best internet experts who are the management at SEO.com and at webdevelop.com with their associated sub-corporations, the wholly owned subsidiaries, I guess they're called, like socialinteractive.com, for example.
Well, that's great. Now, Gino, you're based up in Boca.
Yep.
Okay, so, but this business is really a national and international business. You've got clients all around the world. I know you've got a bunch of Fortune 500 companies, and what you do is you help them create content and then distribute the content, and that increases their ability to be marketable and found on the internet.
Yep. Yes, we do. And that's one of the main benefits of small businesses working with us is that we actually service a lot of the Fortune 500 companies for SEO, PPC, and web develop. So you're really we take a local approach, meet with people directly in person. They get to come to our office, understand who we are, what our staff does, and we get to personally advise them on the best strategies, and that's really how we win our business and help our clients.
So just to be clear then, my radio show, I almost called it my little radio show, but it's not a little radio show anymore. It's my radio show, and it's macho, and it's big. That's all right, hold on a minute, Dave. You're getting out of here after next week. You're not allowed to give me an editorial comment like that. So my radio show is going to get the same treatment as, I don't know, all your clients.
Live Nation.
Live Nation? Well, mm-hmm. That gets me going right there. That gets me excited. I'm excited about that right there. So, you know, maybe we can even get some of them and get some cross-promotion done and stuff like that. And that's sort of what you do is you kind of stir it up with your guys?
Absolutely. That's another benefit is we have so many clients, thousands and thousands of clients that we can help our own clients as soon as they sign on with us that we inter-promote them.
Wow, that's a great word. I tried to say earlier today, what was the word that I stumbled? Actuarially, I think I couldn't say. So now we've got interpromote actuarially. I'm having like a big vocabulary day. It looks like I'm going to have to leave a couple of bucks in the vocabulary word bin outside because usually I'm limited to two syllables or 10 letters, which is what we should be telling people in here about their Twitter handle. Now, we've only got a minute left. So, Mike, if you could just tell people how they can best get a hold of you or your book or whatever. And Gino, if they can figure out, you'll be right next after Mike. Mike, you're up.
Sure. Well, my book is at makemillions.com, and I'm at mikeman.com. You can email me mikeman@mikeman.com. There's links to everything I do, all our businesses, charities, books, political stuff, all linked at mikeman.com.
Yeah, I knew that because I went to mikeman.com, but I have to ask for the radio. Gino, how about you? What's your websites, Twitters, blah, blah, blahs?
Mine's a little bit smaller, but you know, you can just go to webdevelop.com. And, my email
I'm sorry
is,
to hear that, Gino.
My email is gino@webdevelop.com.
Okay, we've been having fun. You're here on the Jim Fried we're here on Freedom Business. We've been here with Gino Raffaro and Mike Mann talking about social entrepreneurship and maximizing your website. We'll be right back with Sam Shandon talking about the economic outlook for commercial real estate in 2013. The music keeps rolling, and I'm going. Dave, bring me back in a minute.
Anybody's helping anyway. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, Dave, this one's for you. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new latest... With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243 I love this part. 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation today. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Free.
Gotta go. All right, I am back. Just saying goodbye to Gino and Rocco. My God, we have more fun in this studio today than we have had in a long time. The bar is set for Johnny and Tarek and for all of our regulars. Bruce Turkell, you've had the lead here going in the clubhouse. So the gauntlet is thrown down to Bruce Turkell to bring in some more high-energy action. Thanks to Gino and Rocco and Mike for the first half hour. You know, UHealth is the University of Miami Health System, and they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It contains more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. But what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. And this, I want to stop right here. I usually read a script here, but a person very close to me, my wife, has been in UHealth at the University of Miami Health System Hospital here down in downtown Miami, right here in the health system district. And here I read about, you might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? I can tell you for darn sure they do. Do they cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. You're darn tootin' they do. I stood in there and I watched them as the two specialists conferred with my wife's primary care physician in front of the nurses, and they all took notes, and then the nurses followed up. High five to those nurses on the eighth floor. They treated her like gold, and they treated me like gold, too, while I was there taking care of her, because there's more than one person in that room, and it's not only the patient, it's the people that are supporting them. And the UHealth family up there on the eighth floor, they made sure that everybody took good care of us and treated us like gold. So more than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. That's right, they used some cutting-edge stem cell stuff on my wife. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Here.
A sugar and spine. I feel nice.
All right, we are on. I had a couple of little things left to do here in the studio with the guys. We are now on. We've got the fastest segment in radio. We've got Sam Shandon on. Sam is, Sam, I got your whole intro here. Sam is the president and chief economist of Shandon Economics. He's a professor in the Associated Faculty of Real Estate at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. He's a noted economist and active policy commentator. Dr. Shandon is among the commercial real estate industry's leading voices in relation to capital and credit. Shandon Economics is a leading provider of data and analytics to commercial real estate lenders, investors, and policymakers with a strategic focus on real estate debt markets and credit risk management. Wow, Sam, that's a heck of an intro there. I know you're going to live up to it. I'm going to just say what's happening in commercial real estate, and then I'm just going to listen.
Jim, I'm delighted to be here. We will think of a shorter introduction for next time. I'm flattered, however.
You're the best.
We're just rounding up the year. We're looking at some of our fourth quarter data now, trying to develop some of the preliminary trends. And I think what's fair to say is that as compared to the fourth quarter of last year, transaction volume, property sales, has actually been a little bit slower. Now, we don't want to read too much into that. We don't want to infer that the market is slowing down. In fact, what happened, your listeners will recall that in late 2012, there was a lot of uncertainty around what was going to happen with the tax regime. In fact, that went past the 11th hour, right into the first couple of days of 2013. But because there was this uncertainty, people in particular didn't know what was going to happen with the capital gains
tax. There you go, right.
There was a large number of sales that took place at the end of the year, and that has that means that, you know, the fourth quarter 2012 was a breakaway quarter, one of the strongest quarters we've seen since the financial, certainly the strongest quarter we had seen since the beginnings of the financial crisis. So as compared to that, our fourth quarter numbers are looking a little bit lower just in terms of the volume of sales. But if we look at some of the other trends, what's happening with property prices, what's happening with the availability of financing, are banks out there lending, are the conduits out there making mortgages that will end up in CMBS pools, you know, the availability of financing, it has improved as well. And probably the most important thing in the data is that, as compared to a year ago or 2 years ago, when a lot of the activity was heavily concentrated in just a couple of markets, you know, New York was, you know, first to recover, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, these very big markets that tend to attract a lot of institutional capital. But early in the recovery in the secondary market, you know, for the relatively smaller asset, for the private buyer of, you know, the $5 or $10 million building, you know, those markets were still really struggling. When we look at sort of what's driving some of the improvements in the overall market right now, a lot of it is that, you know, we're starting to see that secondary market begin to catch up, and that's a very positive sign for us.
Now, Sam, you know, you're talking about secondary markets catching up to primary markets, and I've noticed a very strange phenomenon there, and that's that there's been a new city that's been inching its way onto the international capital stage, and now the international financial guys from the big pension funds and hedge funds are coming to Miami to buy buildings. What's going on?
I think that's absolutely true. I think there's two things going on. One is on the residential side. There's certainly a very large number of non-U.S. or cross-border investors who are buying that as a second home or as an investment property, and that is a significant feature of the Miami market. I don't know that there's another market in the United States where on the residential condo side of things, we see cross-border buyers play as significant a role in really defining the outcomes. When we look at commercial, when we look at those office buildings, those income-generating apartment buildings, retail properties, industrial properties, there are a couple of other things going on. One is that because early in the recovery, so much capital that concentrated into just a handful of markets. You know, Boston is on that list as well. But in those markets, particularly with very, very low yields on treasuries, pricing really recovered very quickly. And we look at the yields in some of those markets, they're extremely low. And so in comparison to what's going on in New York, what's going on in Washington, D.C., some of these other primary markets like Miami, you know, are looking very attractive. You know, there's NOI growth, there's sort of income growth at the level of the individual property, but as compared to a New York, you know, the value proposition is probably a little bit better right now in the minds of many investors, and that's key to, you know, thinking about, well, what's really driving capital into some of these other primary markets right now. It also should suggest that, you know, for an investor that has, you know, focused over the last couple of years on a market like Washington, Miami is not going to necessarily be very well correlated with outcomes in the nation's capital. And so this offers the potential for, you know, some more diversification. We've got a fast-growing market. We've got a dynamic market. We've got a market that has the potential to benefit from the expansion of the Panama Canal, particularly in the industrial sector. And so, you know, you've got a whole range of things that are acting as drivers of the local and regional economy in southern Florida that really differentiate it from what's going on, you know, in the Mid-Atlantic and the East Coast.
Well, Sam, we're going to just jump around because, as you well know, very, very non-programmed thoughts just come blasting into my brain on this stuff. So we saw Ben Bernanke give the stock market a gift a couple days ago, and we saw what happened. We saw there was a little bit of a, you know, a retrading, a profit taking today as things settled down. But I had a client call me today and say, I've got to close my loan by year end because I'm afraid interest rates are going up. Well, I don't know that I'm really concerned about the interest rate outlook for the next 3 weeks, but I got to believe that we are going to start seeing an upward drift in rates. What do you think the impact on that's going to be on real estate?
No, I think it's a great question. It's one of the issues that we've been watching very, very closely for the last couple of years. I think, you know, most of the listeners are going to be able to agree that in terms of what's happened with the economy at the national level, what's happened with jobs at the national level, we've had a disappointing recovery. When we look at those job numbers, in spite of what Chairman Bernanke mentioned yesterday at the press conference coming out of the Federal Reserve's FOMC meeting, he did mention that we've got some better outcomes in the labor market. Let's take that in context. We're adding roughly 180,000, 190,000 jobs a month on a net basis to total employment. And that means that several years after the recession has ended, we've recovered almost all of those jobs that we've lost. But in terms of whether there's momentum, are we creating many more jobs each month than we had been creating a year ago, 2 years ago? That momentum is really absent. Where we see improvements in the job market, it's really that we're making that slow but steady progress in replacing lost jobs. Now, this is what's motivated the Fed to say, okay, we can begin to ease off. And if you remember, earlier this year when the Fed talked about easing off, certainly last year when there was speculation that that tapering might come a little bit earlier than folks would like to see, the market's reaction was actually quite negative. It certainly wasn't perceived as a gift at that point.
No.
When we look at the kind of tapering that the Fed announced yesterday, part of the reason I think that the market's reaction was fairly positive is that the Fed didn't make any bold moves. They're moving in a way that I think would be fair to describe as very cautious, perhaps for some of the detractors of monetary policy in the United States right now. They wouldn't describe it as a cautious move as much as a timid move. But when we go from buying $85 billion a month of securities, treasuries, mortgage-backed securities, to $75 billion, drawing it down by about 10, $75 billion by any historic norm is still an extraordinary number. Still an extraordinary degree of intervention in the private economy by the Federal Reserve. And so I think, that very, very measured adjustment is part of what, the market was happy about. Now, on that interest rate front, coming back to your original question, I think, there are a couple of things to remember here. Last year at this time, my team was talking to people in the market about a 10-year Treasury yield at the end of 2013, so just about where we are now, mm-hmm. and our baseline forecast put it at about 2.8, 2.9%. Mm. That's where we are right now, so we're feeling pretty good about the calibration on our forecast models. But on the other side of this, when treasuries were below 1.5, 1.6% for that very brief period, people were taking a very skeptical view of this idea that rates would go up. One of the things that we heard a lot from people is, the Federal Reserve won't let that happen. At least not abruptly. The recovery will be slow, and so those increases in the Treasury yields will be fairly measured. The Fed doesn't have complete control over what happens with the long end of the Treasury yield curve. And by that I mean that the Fed has very strong control over the federal funds target rate, and so they can influence very strongly short-term interest rates in the United States. They aren't able to influence as strongly that long-term rate. The market is really a factor there. And one of the best ways to really illustrate that is that anyone who's watching the market in interest rates between May and July of 2013, well, if the Fed was able to have controlled what happened with interest rates, they would not have allowed the Treasury yield to go up so much so abruptly. They would have smoothed that out. They wouldn't have allowed mortgage rates in the residential market to go up so quickly. Now, what that means for us as we look forward, I think sort of your colleague who's worried about continuing increases in interest rates, that's absolutely something that I think we can reasonably expect to see happen. Right now, my forecast for the end of year 2014 Treasury yield, barring some unexpected shock to the economy, barring some, whether it be external, whether it be internal in the United States, but barring that shock, our baseline forecast is a Treasury yield at the end of 2014 of about 3.7%.
Sam, hold on. I have to take a break. Can you stick with me so we can pick it up in about a minute and a half?
Absolutely.
High five. We're going to be right back with the fastest segment in real estate with Sam Shandon. I'm wishing everybody a happy holidays. Stick with me. Bruce is going to take us out.
The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard.
Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out.
I just love that. That makes the holidays just right there in front of you. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
High five to Lauren. She was recently awarded the L'Oreal Woman of Worth in a voting across the country on social media. And now you can buy the Lawrence Kids Foundation Love and Healing License Plate, especially designed by famed artist Romero Brito. So go to lawrencekids.org and order your Love and Healing License Plate today.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, turn your tape recorders on because Sam and I are going to do the next 10 minutes real fast, and it's going to be full of meat. So, Sam, let's go back to where you were on interest rates. You're up.
Okay, well, I think we were talking about how interest rates are poised to continue increasing over the course of 2014. Now, that's going to be not only because of this tapering that the Fed announced that it will begin to undertake in January. Very modest pullback by the Fed, at least at the beginning of the year. The Fed doesn't have complete control over what happens with that long rate. However, as the rest of the world, as all of those people who buy these bonds start to look around and say, you know what, the downside risks to the economy are not as significant. The world is looking a little bit safer. Then they need higher yields to buy the risk-free assets. So there's a fairly complicated dynamic there. But what you end up seeing is that rates will slowly creep up. Now, that means that if you're a residential home buyer in the market, it means if you're a commercial real estate borrower in the market, all things being equal, it's reasonable to anticipate that you're going to see higher interest rates over the course of next year. We've seen that happen a little bit already over the course of 2013, certainly the second half of the year. If we look at borrowing costs in the office sector for retail and industrial properties, for some of the hotel loans that have been made, on the margins, we're a little bit higher. Now, folks will look at what happened and saying, well, you know what, the Treasury went up by 130 basis points going into the summer. We didn't see that big an increase in interest rates, borrowing costs for real estate folks on the line. We didn't see that big of an increase in the cap rates of properties. The next 100 basis point increase in the underlying Treasury yield is going to be a little bit more difficult to digest than what we saw this year because our spreads are getting a little bit narrower. But I think, you know, people in the market who may be thinking about, you know what, I'll take a floating rate loan right now because, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, I'll worry about locking in. I think they may want to just look very carefully at what's happening with the interest rate environment right now. They may think that 3.7 looks like a high number, 3.5 looks like a high number. By any historic norms, money is still very, very cheap, but it's not going to stay that way.
Yeah, you know, and I've got to also believe that there'll be other pressures around the globe as the global economy continues to go upward. But I wanted to ask you a little bit of a question about jobs. You know, we talk about jobs, 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 jobs. But to me, the real driver of the economy isn't jobs, it's careers. It's the entrepreneurs and the people that are building things, doing things, creating companies that really, really then generate the jobs. What do you see out there for the formation of businesses and entrepreneurs going forward? How's the environment for them?
That's a great question. And, you know, there's actually a fascinating set of dynamics here, in part because we think of, you know, entrepreneurs needing access to financing or credit. And so when credit markets are significantly constrained, as they have been over the last few years during the financial crisis, you know, we think that it's going to be much more difficult to get a business off the ground.
They need access to customers, man. And if people are coming back into the market, then it should be a better market for the entrepreneur trying to get started.
Well, I think you're right there that, you know, there are issues around, well, how do you finance your new venture? But even more critical than that is the demand side. Are there people out there who not only want your product, but are in a financial position to be able to actually buy your product?
Yes.
And so that becomes really important. I think, you know, people feel a lot more confident today about where we are in the recovery than they did, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. So you've got sort of a stronger demand side over here in the market, and that's important. The other thing that actually becomes really key for us, and it's certainly an important piece of the equation when we look at what's going on in Florida. You know, you look at that sort of, you know, area in Central Florida between between Tampa, Gainesville, some of those other areas, some of those other markets where there's sort of a significant tech corridor emerging. You know, one of the important things that we see is that for a lot of successful entrepreneurs, when we look at how is it that they were actually able to finance their business before it became profitable, before it began to grow, home equity. Most of those entrepreneurs out there historically have had some home equity that they've been able to extract, and they've used that, not a small business administration loan, to finance their new business.
Sam.
And what that means for us is that even as demand is improving, we've got this other piece that's coming into play, which is that the housing market is improving and people are rebuilding that equity.
High five, Sam. I got to go. We don't have enough time. I got to have you back more. You got to do less classwork and come on with me more.
I will make sure to do that.
You're the best. Sam Shandon, all-star real estate economist. We have him on once a quarter. We try to at least. Sam is the man. Thank you again, Sam, for coming on.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Have a happy holiday, Sam.
Happy holidays to you.
All right. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Brewster Kahle, Publix, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. It's the holiday season, and although Dave has messed up the show all day, I'm going to give him forgiveness and give him the holiday gift of unconditional love. That's right, Dave. Okay, so remember, if you want to join our community, give us feedback, look for me at Freed on Business or at Jim Freed. Remember, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our website, www.freedonbusiness.com. It's going to be SEO'd by Gino and Mike. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy holidays, everybody.
Boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-do-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. spell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. But when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh, there's a saying, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that is not hustling people strange to